Good morning and welcome to episode 98 of Martin Uncut. Today it's May the 24th, 2021. Today's episode is Keyboard Maestro. Good morning. I hope you had a great weekend. I had for sure. Over here it was a bit gray and cold, but at least all the trees and bushes have started to get this really, really nice green color. So the spring has definitely come and the summer is on its way and I love it. And today, when I was out with the dog, it was a great spring morning and a little bit better temperature and the sun was showing its beautiful face. But today, I want to talk about a small tool that makes your day easier or could make your days easier. That is Keyboard Maestro. So Keyboard Maestro is a small automation tool. I have been talking about it a little bit in the past, so I thought let's come back to it and talk a little bit more in depth about it. Even though it has keyboard in its name, it can do a lot more than only automate your keyboard and your text entry, but that is definitely a strong side of it. You can find the application over at keyboardmaestro.com, and I have a link to it in the show notes, of course. I do not have any affiliation or relationship with Keyboard Maestro other than being a customer and a user. So you can know that. The price for the application is roughly $39, so it's not something that is super expensive. And then when you upgrade, I think you need to pay a little bit less. So it depends on what version you have and so on. But the reason I got Keyboard Maestro in the beginning was that I was doing some tasks that I could fairly easy automate, and I needed something like Text Expander. So I looked around and I didn't like the subscription model that Text Expander has. The tool becomes quite expensive if you look over a time of a year or so. So I looked around to see if there was any alternatives, and then I found a lot of recommendations for Keyboard Maestro, and I decided to try it out. And there is a trial, so you don't have to buy it to try it. I think it's a 30-day trial or something, or at least a few weeks or something. It's definitely worth to try out. And I did. I downloaded and installed it, and I really liked the tool. I am for sure no power user of it, but it can do a lot for you. The main feature is that it's an automation tool. It can be triggered by a ton of different things. And when it's triggered, then it can execute macros for you. And this can be things like text entry, that you're entering something on the keyboard. It can be that a file is being changed or a file has been moved or deleted or added to a directory. It can be that you're entering a USB device, for example, or remove a USB device. But you can also schedule things. So something happens at a day, every day at specific time. And you can also have something that is happening periodically, something that you want to happen like every hour or something. And then Keyboard Maestro can help you with that. My first use case was that I wanted to expand a short string to a longer string. And just to give you an example, if I write at Zoom on my keyboard, Keyboard Maestro will remove these 5 characters, and then it will enter the URL to my personal Zoom room. So every time I am maybe on IM and talking with someone and we want to jump on a quick Zoom to discuss something, I can just enter at Zoom and it will expand the URL instead. And I have a ton of these different shortcuts. It can be addresses for the company and it can be different email blocks. So if I have templates, for example, I can have them in Keyboard Maestro and I can just write a few characters and Keyboard Maestro will expand that to a long text. And it helps me to save a lot of time, not to have to go into something else to find this thing. So, like, for example, the Zoom address, that's something that I will never remember. That means I would need to go into Zoom and find the URL or go to some other reference place where I have the URL. Now I just have it in Keyboard Maestro. Boom, super quick to enter. And these helps me when I do a lot of things, so I don't need to find things and paste them into emails or web forms. This is, of course, a very, very simple macro, but of course you can do very, very more complicated things. So, as I mentioned, you can automate file movements, and that is things that I'm looking into for this podcast to make, because this is an uncut podcast so I want to that I release every day. So I wanted the workflow to be as quick, as easy as possible. So I have some small steps in this automated. But what I want in the long term is to actually automate everything from the time where I connect my recorder to the computer. And that is an event that I can fire up with Keyboard Maestro, and Keyboard Maestro can operate on it. The nice thing with these macros is that they are really easy to create and set up. You don't need to know any code at all. You just drag actions. So you say this should trigger this thing, and then these things should happen in this order. But of course, if you want to do something more advanced, you can execute scripts like Apple scripts or JavaScript. I would prefer JavaScript myself because I think AppleScript is a crazy language, but that's just me. But of course, if you want to write a bash script, you can also execute that. Or if you want to write something very fancy in Go or another executable, you can always execute those. So that is quite powerful. If you have been working on a Windows machine with a tool called Notepad++, you may know that one of its absolute power features, it's the macros. You can, by just clicking a button, start to record a macro, a keyboard macro. And that is essentially just a key sequence that you type, so you can move the cursor around and you can add apostrophes and these kind of things. And when you stop the recording of the macro, you can then execute it again over and over and over again. And this is super useful and powerful if you want to edit a long text file in a uniform way. And I have done that quite often when it comes to code blocks, for example, or when you work with CSV or SQL files, for example, that you then need to data load into another application or a platform. So Notepad++ is a fantastic tool to do that if you're on a PC. But Keyboard Maestro has the same feature, but then you can execute these macros in any applications. So, for example, you could do this in Word if you have Word on your Mac, or in Obsidian, or in Drafts, or wherever, or in Visual Studio Code. If you're developing there, you can record that macro just by a key combination, and then you can re-execute it as many times as you want. So that is super, super powerful and definitely something that I recommend that you look into if you work a lot with text. The second feature I found, and that is a feature that I actually use the most, and that is the clipboard switcher. And that is just a small tool that will remember what you put on your clipboard. So there is also a lot of tools or filters that you can use then on this clipboard tool. So for example, let's say that you're copying a text into to the clipboard, then you can run a filter on it to make it all capitalized, so all capital letters. Or you can make it what's it called, headlinized, so you get every word starts with a capital letter. Or you can make everything lower cases, and this is just a few macros. And you can also do your own filters that works on these things that you have on the clipboard. But for me, this is, of course, a great thing. And let's say that I get an email. It could be a registration for a course, and I have information in this email about the participant. It can be their name, email, phone number, address, and all these kind of things. I want to move this into a spreadsheet. And normally, what you would do is that you would copy one thing. You would go into the spreadsheet, paste it. You would go back to the email, copy the next thing, and put that into the spreadsheet. And for me, this is very abruptive. It makes my brain explode, really. I don't like to do that, because then you're switching context over and over and over again, in a way, at least. So what I can do now with this clipboard manager is that I can just, in the email, I just mark the things that I need. So I just copy it, and then I go to the address, I copy that, I go to the email, I copy that, the phone number, I copy that. So just copy, 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 copy. And then I switch over to my spreadsheet, and then I can press Control V instead of Command V that I usually do. I may mix up the name of the buttons here in Mac, but not the normal command to paste. I use the other Mac key to paste. And then what I will get is a small window that pops up on the screen, and then I can just simply navigate with the keys, up and down arrows, to the one I want to paste, and I hit enter, and that will be pasted into the place where I am. So that means that I can really, really easy just copy everything onto the clipboard, and when in the spreadsheet, it's just paste, 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 paste to get everything in. And I don't have to switch back and forth between the applications, and I don't have to change my hands for, usually when you're, let's say you're in an email, you use the hands to select and copy, because that's just the quickest way to do it in an email that you read. But when you're then in the spreadsheet, you can just navigate either with your keys, the arrow keys, or just by tabbing. So that means that you can very quickly get the text into the spreadsheet. I know it's a really, really small thing, but these things, they save some time. And it also save at least my mental state, I would say. And it's also something that will remove the risk for procrastination. If something is a little bit hard or not comfortable to do, I am a person that could very well just procrastinate on it or move it. I will do it later, I will do it later, I will do it, and then it's in my email forever. And I don't want to have it like that. So this is just two main features of Keyboard Maestro that I use a lot. But there is, of course, more you can do with this thing. I definitely recommend that you go into the website, keyboardmaestro.com, to check it out a bit more. But anytime nowadays, when I realize that I'm doing something multiple times, I think if there is a way to automate this with Keyboard Maestro. Maybe I can't automate the whole thing, but maybe I can automate some part of it or make some part of it easier with this tool. And then it's just a matter of thinking, will this save me enough time so it will be worth using it? I mean, I don't want to spend more time automate something that I will actually save on by just doing it. But one thing is that you do these things over and over and over again, maybe for a year, and then you will actually save a lot of time. And as I just mentioned, time is not the only thing that you can think about here. It's also, is it easier, more comfortable to do? That can be a great win as well. So this was all I have for today. I wish you a fantastic day and see you back here tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.